Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? We back again on Paramount Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood, being on with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
We love y'all. Paramount Blast.
It's all good. Tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online at www.blogtalkradio.com/PutEmOnBlastRadio. That's P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. For all inquiries, hit us up at PutEmOnBlastRadio@gmail.com. And that's P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. You can hit us up on Facebook at PutEmOnBlastRadio. You know, just hit the like button, you know, and it'll be all good. And off top, we want to thank all the supporters, all the fans, all the love, all the sponsors, everybody out there, Man, UNG Records, you know, West Coast Hip Hop Awards, Bipolar Naked Magazine, Risk Entertainment, River's Edge Bar and Grill, Oxford Street, Pushing Dope Productions, you know, Coolio, The Underdog, Dom C, all y'all out there. I see you guys. You guys got much love. Shout them. No faith. You got much love. And I just want to thank everybody. And tonight's show, you know, we had this dude on here. He's an artist. He's been out for a minute, but he's been on our show before, and this is for Showtime. And he's coming with a new album, and we're going to bring him to the show and let him introduce himself to everybody. And right now, say what's good for Showtime to everybody on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Whoa, what's good with y'all? You hear me out there? You know what I'm saying? Put them on blast, fam. You know what I'm saying? We out here in Houston for Showtime, baby. What's good with y'all?
That's what's up. We out here just chilling, man. You got much love for Raw Dog Music and Put them on Blast Radio all day, every day, all the way around all four corners. And since we got you on the line, we thank you for coming back in once again. But for the people who don't know you, can you explain who you are?
Well, me, like, you know what I'm saying? Me for Showtime. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. I've been doing this, like, right now, I'm 27. I've been doing this since I was, like, 6 years old. I've been singing, and actually I rap as well since I was 15. And basically, I've just been going hard through the years, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was in a group where I still, you know what I'm saying? My circle, we still running. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, for years, and it was opening up a big act, like Young Buck, Kanye West, a lot of big artists, Baby, you know what I'm saying? A lot of big artists. New Orleans region as well, Louisiana region. And we got out here in Houston and started making some power moves, man. And like I said, it's been looking good for us. I got a new mixtape right now, Million Dollar Music. Y'all go check that out on Dead Piff. You know what I'm saying? Right now, all you got to do is go search for Showtime, the number 4, S-H-O-T-Y-M-E. It's a classic blend of R&B and rap together. Like I said, perfect first mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go check that out.
That's what's up. Everybody go out and support for Showtime. He on YouTube, Facebook, he's everywhere, Twitter. Everybody go out and support him. He out there in Houston. Everybody out there in Houston right now, go out and support for Showtime. The No, all y'all. And Cognac, much love. I see you out there, a.k.a. Mr. Get Intoxicated, holding it down out there in Texas. It's all good. And for Showtime, well, we got you on the line. I want to ask you, what's the difference between this CD and from the last CD that you made? How did you improve? What changes did you make in the albums?
Well, basically, like you could say, really my real last CD was with my group. Like I said, so basically it was like a group of us actually doing music, but now it's just me. It basically showcasing me as an artist, me and describing me as a person. And it also describes me as making Billboard hits because that's all I like to make. I like to make songs that's going to actually make me some money. I like to make the good song too that's going to speak a message to the younger people that too is coming up in the game. But right now the industry is about selling, showing the industry that you can sell, you can make hits to sell. And that's the basic. So that's all I really focus on right now. But like I have a lot of music. And basically on this album is just basically just me starting me up, you know what I'm saying, showing people in the game my artistry.
That's what's up. And how long did you work on this album? Like, how long did it take? Did it take you longer than normal, or was it real quick for you to come out with this album, or was it, you know?
It actually took me longer than normal, man, because I wanted to make make something that was me first. I actually put songs that I didn't even add to the mixtape because I've been working on it for like almost like half of a year. You know what I'm saying? So basically, I just been trying to go hard with it, trying to put all my all into it, just basically making some nice songs.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And what goals did you set forth with for this city?
My goal is basically to let everybody hear, let everybody see me as an artist, let see me as making a hit maker, really, and just to get the ball started, because this ain't the last thing that, you know what I'm saying, I got something else I'm putting together right now. Basically, it's like a start right around school, next school year, fall, around sometime. So, like I said, I ain't stopping here, man. I'm going to keep going. I'm keep making albums and keep putting it out until they recognize who I'm is.
That's right. Right. That's what you got to do. Hold it down. It's all good. And right now, is there any shout-outs you want to give out?
I want to shout-out my whole team, J-Trax, Attractive Productions, Chris Style, Yurk TV. Y'all can go check him out on yurk.com, yurktv.com on YouTube. Go check out my people, my circle, King David, you know what I'm saying, on my mixtape, you know what I'm saying. I got a lot of producers on my mixtape. I actually had like about five producers that actually put their hand into this mixtape. And I shout out High Rod on the track, you know what I'm saying. Like just basically everybody that helped with this album.
That's right. That's what's up. And right now we're going to get into one of your songs. And I want you to introduce this song called Let 'Em Hate and let everybody know the concept behind this track.
Well, Let 'Em Hate, well, I just made that. Everybody got haters in the world. Everybody, you already know. Everybody got a hater. So this for everybody, basically. They hating on you. Just let them hate, because the better they hate, you know what I'm saying, the more popular and the more famous you become. Basically, they keep your name going. So that's what this song about.
That's what's up, and you heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station for Showtime. Let them hate.
So your girl be on my wiener. She likes my demeanor. She tsunami got a weather than Katrina. If I see I'm hating, I just let them watch. Pull for the picture. See, I keep a couple drums like some kickers. Yeah, I see they scoping like the FBI. I'm seeing hate all inside your eye. No lie. I see my wrist looking like an igloo. Man, can we smoking on E.U.? Please keep watching this, the motherfucking preview. Twice, mean mug, little nigga, but my swag to be looking nice. I say I'm smiling 'cause you stupid. You probably won't do it how I do it. Mama always told me milk and haters gon' hate. Whether you're doing good or bad, they gon' have something to say. So walk and talk, you talk and ain't this real dumb. We keep it stainless, so just hating that you're doing by to make me fucking famous.
Talk, talk, talk.
back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. That was for Showtime with Let 'Em Hate, and we got him live straight out of Houston right now, you know, and he holding it down with us, you know, just showing love to everybody on our radio show, and it's all good. And right now with Showtime, I want to ask you, is there a positive message that you can give right now for all the young upcoming artists coming out of the industry?
Stay focused, man. Stay positive and keep going for your dreams. Don't ever stop. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do something. Always strive for it and stay focused. Don't ever stop looking at it.
That's what's up. And I want to ask you, who inspired you to really to even do this album out of all your albums that you've done, out of all the music that you ever done?
Really, the music that's out right now, like, inspired me to do it because I see how a lot of artists is coming out right now. Like, basically, like, just having fun, just really putting fun into your music. Like, so a lot of artists that come out right now that's actually doing it, like Future, you can say Wayne, he's been doing it for years. He's been an inspiration for me, you know what I'm saying, since coming up, because basically I watched him grow as I'm growing and being from New Orleans and stuff. And, you know, a lot of artists, man, like a lot of talented artists, like Kanye West, Jay-Z, most definitely. And anybody that's been the message out in the game, keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? And that type of music I love. That's people that inspire me.
That's what's up. And right now, are you planning any shows, any tours, or anything coming up in the near future?
Yeah. Right now, like I'm doing a lot of promotion for the mixtape, Million Dollar Music. Make sure y'all go check that out again, like I said. But basically, I'm working on a college tour out here in Houston. And basically, I'm about to start. I'm going around a lot of colleges and actually talking to some youth and basically doing some performances as well, getting this mixtape out there.
That's what's up. And after this mixtape and all that, what is your next step in your career?
My next step basically to shop a deal. Right now I'm still an indie artist. I'm basically working on my own independence. Basically I'm looking for that right deal that's going to actually situate me forever, you know what I'm saying? So That's basically what I'm striving for. You already know, following my dreams, just like I encourage everybody else to do.
That's what's up. Do you find it difficult to be a rapper this time of age?
No, like I said, it's very easy right now. It's not actually hard right now, but if you want to actually be a good artist, then I look at it like it's hard because you want to make the best songs, you want to put together the best ideas, you don't want to make everything that's repetitive that everybody else is doing. In the game, they make, you know, they don't want to make the same thing that everybody, people get tired of hearing that. So it's always good to be new.
That's what's up. And I want to ask you, how do you think this CD will change the industry differently from your last CD?
This CD, like I said, basically maturity. Like I said, like the maturity of myself. Like right now, like people seeing sort of old me as a youngster growing up, just basically learning the game, learning, you know, things, learning, seeing the big dogs, being around a lot of big dogs and actually learning. So now they get to see me as a mature adult that's out here, you know what I'm saying, what I'm talking about.
That's what's up. And right now, we're going to get into another one of your songs right now, and we're going to get into Mo Doe, and I want you to introduce this song right here to everybody on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Well, this song right here, Mo Doe, everybody want more money, everybody, and even when you got more money, you always want more dough. So this is everybody for want that moolah, want that chain, that cheddar. You hear me? Big dog.
That's what's up. You heard it right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station for Showtime, Mo Doe.
What it is.
Yeah. I want that money off top. And I can't pay but never stop. And haters wonder what I got. And I can't pay but I still want Mo-do, 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 Mo-do. I tell them I want Mo-do, 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 Mo-do. You hear me? And they still be jocking swag.
I wouldn't know how to deal with that. I wouldn't. I would have to fight.
Well, you know, you can't do shows. You can't do anything. No rap music. You can't sell music. I mean, they wiped it off the internet. I mean, you try to get online and try to download some music for rap or whatever, and it was like it never even existed. Could you deal with that, or would you get mad? Who would you run and tell? You know, how would you handle that?
On the realness of that one, that's to my heart. I've been doing music since I was 6 years old, so music is in my heart. So basically, the president gonna get a lot of mail from me on that one if they ever did that. I had to write them every day. Look, president, we got to work something out. It's something.
Mr. President, she's real, because that's just crazy. I was just thinking about that. You know, I want to ask a lot of artists that if they just banned hip-hop, you just fell asleep, you know, you got drunk, got high, kicked the party, went to sleep, and when you woke up in the morning, you went to do your daily routine, and it was over with. It was just all wiped away, just like that, like a thief in the night. I just want to know, you know, because it's coming to it. It's coming down to it for real. It's really coming down to it. That's why I want to know, and I want to address these issues like that, because, you know, somebody has to do something, because I see it, a lot of other people see it, and if we don't do something to try to fix it, it will be wiped away when you wake up in the morning one of these days, and it ain't going to be right.
That'll be a hurtful feeling, man. That really would. Like, everybody needs a little music in their day. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, when you wake up sometimes in the morning, when people are on their way to work or whatever the case may be, like, you need a little music to get you up a little sometimes. So that would be a hurtful feeling for a lot of people, like, you know, just not to have no music, you know?
Man, wake up, jump in the car, try to cut the radio on, and there's no music, period. It's just no sound. You'd be thinking the radio, bro.
No, man. That's not happy.
It's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I want to ask you, how would you give back to the people?
Well, like I said, I'd give back Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Anytime I can, man, like go to Africa, help out kids that I see on TV, basically, that's not getting no help, like, you know, like way overseas. It's basically want to get out there and help people that really, really, really need it, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people that's coming up in a struggle, like everybody like that I know that's basically trying to get out of the struggle. Basically doing what they got to do, you know, something to get out there. So when I get out there, I basically want to show everybody that still in the struggle, you know, help them out, you know, and give them something to strive for instead of just letting them just sit there and not doing nothing about it.
That's what's up. And right now, you know, we're going to get ready to end this show shortly, but I want to ask you, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast at this time, no matter who it is or what it is, whether it's positive or negative, even if it's us that's host and co-host, you know?
Put on blast? Not really. I just want to put my team on blast, that we're doing it big out here, and go ahead and look up. You need tracks, J-Tracks Attractive Productions and Chris Style. You can go look them out, YouTube us, you know what I'm saying, Yerk TV. Like I said, Yerk, Y-U-R-K TV on YouTube. You also check out my videos on there. I just put myself on blast because I don't really know who to put on blast.
It's up in the air, you know, it could be anything. But I just want to put this industry and, you know, what these artists is on blast. You know, we got to do something. We got to make a change. And as far as these youngsters, you know, they want the artists to do more positive music inside their raps. You know, and if the artists do that, they might tend to see themselves to sell more. So I'm saying, do less cussing, less nigga word, and more positive music for the young people, you know, because they want to look forward to something. They don't want to just be like, damn, all we're going to do is be looking, you know, we're going to be headed for jail. You know, they want to be able to see the future and be like, oh, I'm going to give me a big house. I'm going to have me something nice, a big job, my own business. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said the youngsters want everybody to do positive music inside, you know, on their albums. It ain't got to be a whole album, but just, you know, a few songs. They just want to hear more of that on the radio, in people's music, videos, just more positive messages.
Oh, yes. That's good. You got to incorporate that in some part of your mixtapes or whatever. It don't matter what you're doing. If you're doing a hardcore mixtape, you got to incorporate something. Like me, I like to talk about love a lot because basically, you know what I'm saying, I like love. So basically, I have a lot of situations where love comes. So you might hear me talking about positive love situations or something. So my mixtape, you go check me out. I got a song called For You on there. That's for all the lovers. Basically, if you love your woman, or even much the song I got on there called I Wish You Could, the last track featuring Chris Style. And then that song basically about I wish you could have everything in the world. Basically, a person that's in the hood that want to give his girl everything in the world, he want to give her everything, but he can't, but he wish he could. So basically, it's R&B song. Go check it out, man, on the mixtape, Million Dollar Music, thatpiff.com.
That's what's up. And right now, you know, we're going to get ready to end the show, like I said, but is there any last shout-outs or anything you might want to give out?
I want to shout out to y'all, man. I thank y'all for having me on the show, man. And y'all always show me love. Last time, y'all showed me a lot of love. And this time, y'all is doing the same as well. So I appreciate y'all, man, because a lot of radio stations out there don't rock like that. So I appreciate y'all, man, and I thank you for y'all for the love. So everything, shout out to y'all. And all the fans that's right now that's keeping tuned to Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Much love to y'all, too, because without y'all, you know what I'm saying, we ain't got nothing, so we already know. Y'all already know, much love.
Already.
Thank you.
That's what's up. And right now, I just want to give a shout-out to DJ Chainsaw, and I want everybody to go out there and support his mixtapes and his albums or whatever that he got going, you know, KSAC Radio Volume 2 and Strictly for the Streets Volume 1. You know, he just got a few of them out there, the Slapper Mix, January Rap Edition, Slapper Mix, February Rap Edition, and so forth, you know. And if anybody need any CD design work or anything, just inbox me at Put 'Em On Blast Radio, or any interviews at PutEmOnBlastRadio@gmail.com. That's PUTEM on Blast Radio at gmail.com. And it's all good, and it's all love. And, for Showtime, like I said, we salute you. We thank you for coming on the show anytime. You always got love from us, no matter what it is. It's true love all the way around all four corners. And right now, I want to just tell everybody, be safe. Stop the violence. You know, we need to come together as one. We all need to unite, and we all need to support our local artists no matter where you are. We need to support our local artists. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to thank all the fans and all the supporters once again for tuning in and keep on rolling with us and being loyal with us. And also follow us on crykey.com, Put 'Em On Blast Radio, on satellite radio. And you can also find us on spreaker.com, you know, but we're basically in between Blog Talk and crykey.com. So you guys can tune in to us there or on Facebook, like I said. Just hit us up, add us as a friend, Miss Kimmy Simone. You know, you'll find her. She's the co-host. It's all good and it's all love. That's M-I-S-S, Kimmy Simone, on Facebook, and you'll find her. And it's all love, like I said. And right now, no time. Can you introduce this song right here, Throw It On Me, and let everybody know the concept of this song as you take us out?
Well, this song, Throw It On Me, you know, everybody got it. It's an adult, so you got kids awake right now, please cover the ears and stuff, you know. But it's an adult song, like, produced by High Rod. He produced that five-star chick on Yo Gotti. Basically, you know, so I'm working with him right now, and like I said, a lot of other big producers, so this song's for the freaky freaks, but still, you know, it's a good song. It's not, yes, it is. I love it.
That's what's up. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hill radio station for Showtime. Throw It On Me. And we salute you, and we out.
Oh, thanks, man.
Is we fucking or what? Or love in your butt? Five shots and we gone home, busting the nuts. Shawty, put it on me. Put it on me, bitch. Throw that pussy on me. Throw it on me, got me grabbing on that ass. Put it on that hair. Puss in my face. No worries, no doubt, yeah. Two bottles, we don't need a fucking glass. Yeah, pussy in my face. I'm
I'm a dog, I'm a idiot. Michael Jackson on that. All I do is beat it, beat it. She give me intellectual. Baby, so sexy. Surfing in that water, got that pussy pop the jet ski. Girl, I move that booty. Loving how she do it, give her that. Steven Spielberg, girl, let's make a movie ass fat. And I'm trying to take it back, way back to my motherfucking home, huh? We sippin' on the ride, but find a bone that I'm motherfucking got when I'm different. Like 2 Chainz, shawty, she do a thing. Get up on that dick and I'ma make that coochie hydroplane. Don't be coming to my crib like you don't know it's out, yeah. Is we fucking the world? Is we fucking the world? Some new shit that I ain't never seen before. We can take it to your spot or my place. As long as you put that pussy water in my face. I touch down, she throw it back. Call the friends, we have a party. Women pull the liquor, got her acting bad. Acting out it, pulling on that hair. She biting on the pillow. After we finish, she can roll a cigarello. And we still dragging them bottles. Only fucking with dimes. I'm spitting out some poetry. She thinks she fucking with knives. Hot riding the track. She riding like a pony. Give her that real. You ain't messing with a phony. It's no lie. I'm decent. Yo, girl, I'm decent. All up in the walls like a nigga trying to leave that. Loving how she do it, loving how she do it, do it. Fucking the what?